Hello everyone. Now, in Hope for the Heart today, we're going to look at someone that I'm really interested in, Philip. I do want you to stay with me with this. It might seem a bit long-winded at first, but I think you'll enjoy it. Now, there's an interesting verse in 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are committed to him. Well, he's looking for those he can strengthen. Isn't that lovely? He wants to strengthen you today and everybody else who's looking towards him for their help. Now, we live in a society where people are often feeling just like a mere number on a computer, don't we? And things are done en masse. Individuals can feel overlooked. Yet God reaches out to each person, meeting them in exactly the way they need, because he knows and cares about each one very personally. And we'll see this in this story. Because each person is unique. They're valued beyond measure. So I'm thinking about the story of the Ethiopian eunuch in the book of Acts, who had a key position as treasurer to the queen. Now, he was a God-fearing man, and he'd been to Jerusalem to worship. But he was thirsty within, longing for something he couldn't put his finger on. And God saw this and took the initiative himself. It's as if our longing for God can act as a magnet, drawing his goodness and help towards us. Philip, a man who was known to be filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, and very much attuned to God's voice, but he was a man just like us, was given some special directions by the Spirit to leave the move of God in Samaria and take a journey along a desert road towards Gaza. He had to get there at a certain time, around midday. He didn't know why he was going. He didn't know what he was looking for. But he felt sure of this leading by the Spirit. And he saw a eunuch reading God's word from his carriage. Now, Philip ran up to him, asking, "Do you know what the passage means?" And the man said, "No, I don't, but I need someone to help me." And thus ensued a conversation where Philip went through the scriptures, pointing him to Jesus, a beautiful time together. And the man wanted to be baptized. He was ready. His heart was wide open, and he became a Christian. Then Philip was kind of whisked away by God to somewhere else. But this one person mattered. We've seen this time and time again in our work. At a small conference we were running once, Tracy decided to do a session on colour, helping people know what really suited them, to think about outer beauty as well as inner beauty. Well, she always chose someone for a makeover, to show them what could actually be achieved when they chose the shade that really suited their skin tone. She'd put lovely scarves on them, bringing out the very best in them. But the lady she kept thinking that she wanted to bring out was a very shy person, though God kept putting her into Trace's mind. But Trace thought, well, maybe she wouldn't like to be called out in this way. But when she asked her to come, the lady did, and at the end, she looked truly beautiful and radiant. Everyone at the conference told her so, and in those moments, she became the centre of attention as people loved her. Well, she just came out of her shell. Later on, she told everyone as a testimony that for years she had despised herself and was desperate for change. She even used to cover herself with degrading things, hating her life so much. But from that day on, a wonderful healing process was started, enabling her to see herself as she truly was, a daughter of the King. So as we follow God's leading and tune into his heart, he'll show us how we can be like a bridge, connecting people to his love and helping them find true meaning for their lives. Do you want to be that bridge? Well, Lord, I want to be that bridge. I want to be a healing channel of your love to those around me, seeing people as you see them. So fill me, Lord, fill us with your Spirit. Make us expectant, because it may be only a small thing that we can do, but who knows where that will lead. So, Lord, here I am. Send me. Amen.
Jesus, you are changed.